Hexeth's ex-wife disputes claims from estranged ex-sister-in-law. There was no physical abuse in my marriage. By Christina Wong on January 22, 2025. Pete Hegseth's ex-wife has disputed claims made by an estranged ex-sister-in-law she was abused during their marriage. A fact being downplayed by the mainstream news media and Democrats in a last-ditch effort to tank Hegseth's confirmation as defense secretary. Samantha Deering, Hegseth's ex-wife, said in an email to NBC News, who first reported the ex-sister-in-law's claims, "I do not believe your information to be accurate, and I have CC'd my lawyer." She added, "There was no physical abuse in my marriage. This is the only further statement I will make to you. I have let you know that I am not speaking and will not speak on my marriage to Pete. Please respect this decision." In addition, both Deering and the sister-in-law, Danielle Dietrich, recently spoke to the FBI as part of its background investigation into Hegseth. The investigation came back unremarkable, according to Punchbowl News last week. Related, Senator Warren fails miserably to shame Pete Hegseth during Senate hearing. Dietrich divorced from Hegseth's brother 7 years ago. The allegations that Hegseth abused his ex-wife comes just days before he is expected to be confirmed as defense secretary by the full Senate, in an effort to sway Republican support. In fact, Dietrich herself told NBC News that she came forward only because she was assured that the allegations would have that effect. Dietrich told NBC News that part of her reason for coming forward is because I have been assured that making this public statement will ensure that certain senators who are still on the fence will vote against Hegseth's confirmation. She said, "But for that assurance I would not subject myself or others referred to in this statement to the public scrutiny this statement is likely to cause." Senator Tim Sheehy, R. Mount, a strong supporter of Hegseth, posted, "This is a desperate, last-minute attempt by Dems and the media to smear Pete Hegseth and tank his nomination. Pete's ex-wife is on the record saying the claims are false. But the media doesn't care because it hurts a Republican. Nobody should fall for this." Vice President J.D. Vance called the reports a disgrace. This is a story about Hegseth's ex-wife, who herself said the story is a lie. Journalism like this is a disgrace and is why the corporate media has lost its relevance, Vance posted. Donald Trump Jr. also called out NBC News for not highlighting that their report was disputed by the subject of their piece. Notice how this reporter doesn't include in her tweet the most important part of their failed hit piece, that Hegseth's ex-wife is on the record denying these claims. Shouldn't that be the headline here? This is exactly why we say the media is the enemy of the people. Arthur Schwartz, an advisor to Hegseth, posted, "Hegseth's ex-wife is on the record saying none of this is true. And if it were true, she would have used it during their divorce for money and custody. You have to be a first-class retard to believe any of this." Andrew Sarabian, a Vance advisor, called out Politico for reporting on the piece, but not mentioning Deering's denial. Weird how Politico doesn't mention in their newsletter the key fact that Hegseth's ex-wife is on the record in the story denying these BS smears. Why would you leave that fact out of your newsletter unless you're trying to be purposely dishonest? Journalistically indefensible. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on X, Truth Social, or on Facebook.